Don't touch the cat that fell into a vat of hazardous chemicals. A woman with two vaginas also has two boyfriends. And a man has been banned from a store after bringing his service duck inside. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. I'm Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. Thanks for spending some time with me. Let's go. A cat fell into a vat of hazardous chemicals, and it sparks a health warning in Japan. A cat fell into a vat. This sounds like the beginning of some sort of twisted Dr. Seuss story. We have here a city in Japan. They're on high alert over there because apparently a cat fell into a tank of hazardous chemicals and then just disappeared into the night. Officials in Fukuyama say they have stepped up their patrols. They're searching the area. They're warning that the residents should not approach this cat if they happen to see the cat that fell into the vat. Now, this all took place at a plating factory on Monday. A worker arrived and saw a trail of paw prints leading away from a vat of something called hexavalent chromium. This is a cancer-causing chemical that can induce rashes and inflammation if touched or inhaled. They checked the security footage, and that's when they saw the animal leaving the plating factory. There's been a search in the neighborhood, but no one has yet to find the cat, and it remains unclear whether this cat is still alive, according to Fukuyama City Hall officials. That's a very sad story about a poor cat. I hope it didn't suffer too much. But I have to ask the question, any chance we're going to see some superpowers out of this cat? I mean, did you check those paw prints? Were they gradually getting larger as the cat turned into Catzilla? I'm kind of concerned. The Joker fell into a vat of chemicals. I believe it was acid. And then the Joker had some powers. I don't know what those powers exactly were. Crazy? I think the Joker had crazy powers. We have now a cat turning into perhaps the Cat Joker or the Kittler. And then maybe somewhere there's a dog whose parents were just murdered in front of him. And then the dog's going to turn into some sort of bat dog. And then somewhere down the road, they're going to meet the Cat Joker and the bat dog. This is crazy speak, I realize. Let me just jump back into the story and get some more details. We have here a manager of the Fukuyama factory named Akihiro, who says a sheet covering the chemical vat was found partially torn when employees returned to work after the weekend. Workers have since been on the lookout for the cat. Factory employees typically wear protective clothing, and no health issues have been reported among the staff since this issue. And then there's a little information about this chemical. Hexavalent chromium, also known as chromium-6, is perhaps best known as the carcinogenic chemical featured in the 2000 movie Erin Brockovich, starring Julia Roberts. Now, I've never seen Erin Brockovich. I haven't seen too many of Julia Roberts' films. I have seen Julia Roberts, though, in person when I was in New York City. She walked by me while I was sitting in Gramercy. I believe at the time she was living around there, Gramercy Park area. This movie is based on a real-life legal case focusing on the fight against some utility company that was accused of polluting the water in a California community, causing increased cancer levels and death among the residents. This substance here, chromium-6, is harmful to the eyes, skin, and respiratory system, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So if you do happen to come across the cat, approach with caution. Probably don't pick up or pet the cat, I'd imagine. Although I don't know how you're going to tell this cat from among other stray cats. Of course, no one even knows whether the cat is still alive. Experts say that the cat probably would not survive for long after coming into contact with this substance. We have Linda, who's a researcher specializing in chemical risk assessment. She says, even if the fur would protect the skin from immediately getting large burns, cats clean their fur by licking it, moving the corrosive solution into the mouth. My guess is that the cat, unfortunately, is not alive or will be passing on shortly from the chemical burns. And city officials are busy telling the locals to avoid touching this animal completely. They want you to inform the police immediately if they come across it. but nobody's found it. So perhaps the superpower that this cat have is invisibility, or I'm guessing flying, and it's just taken off. I'm just trying to end this story on a positive note, concentrating on the theory that the cat is still alive and does have some amazing superpowers here. There's Cocaine Bear, there's Meth Gator, and now we have Super Cat.
Yay!
Meet the woman with two vaginas and two boyfriends. Her name is Annie Charlotte. She's 25 years old from Surrey in the UK. She previously made some headlines after revealing that she was diagnosed with something called uterus didelphys. It's two vaginas. This is a medical phenomenon, which means, incredibly, this young woman who happens to be a model could conceive two babies with two different men at the same time. It's pretty miraculous. She also has two periods, something that she says she manages with contraception. And she says both of her organs are completely functional. This is pretty wild. I'm looking at a photo of Annie, and she's quite lovely. There is no photo of her vagina, and I do have some questions. I'm curious if it's a side-by-side vagina. Is it a double barrel, or is it a one over the other? I guess I'll have to just imagine it. Having two periods sounds like a rough way to go about life, though. One period's hard enough. To have two, I mean, can you imagine the mood swings and the pain and everything? And probably a lot messier, I'd imagine. Twice as messy, probably. But we don't have to go into that. It says here, after her long-term relationship ended last year, Annie has gone on to meet two new men. Oh, good for her. She claims she isn't cheating because they each have use of one designated vagina. Hold on. All right, so each one is using one designated vagina for each. She says, quote, I don't cheat because I let my boyfriends use one vagina each. She says, they don't really know about each other either. I never told either of them about each other. I don't think they needed to know. Well, that's cheating, Annie, if you didn't tell them. Whether they've been pushed into one vagina or not, if they don't know about it, I would say that's cheating. Okay, that's odd. This woman's got problems, it seems. She says they both have their own vagina, so they only have sex with that one. Well, how did you pull that off anyways? Hey, hun, why are you always making me use the left vagina? Because the left is right. What about the other vagina? I'd like to get to know the other one. No. I'm saving that one for marriage. Annie has been dating one of the men for 4 months and the second for 2 months. She says, I started dating only recently. I got my first boyfriend last year and then just kind of enjoyed that until it fizzled out and then started dating two new people. It was casual at first, but then we started hanging out more and more. It's actually kind of nice because they're both totally comfortable with making adult content with me and their vagina. All right. This is getting out of control. She got OnlyFans, clearly. I wonder if she has multiple OnlyFans accounts. She must. One for each vagina, I'd imagine. Probably making twice the money, though, so that's smart. Now, Annie, I don't know if you've thought about this, but you could take on a third boyfriend, I'd imagine, for your other entrance. I'm not going to say it on this podcast. I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to keep it clean. This story is edgy enough for Weird AF News. But Annie, I mean, think of a third OnlyFans. You could just triple your income. Annie says it's very hard to juggle both men. It's hard having two vaginas and two boyfriends. She sees them each once a week and spends alternate weekends with them. Yeah, I tried this. I tried to date two women. I was like, I got two balls. I could date two women. They didn't fall for that, though. Annie was diagnosed with this uterus didelphys when she went to get a contraceptive coil fitted as a teenager at a time where she was starting to become interested in dating and exploring her body. At first, she was shocked by it and felt inadequate because she didn't feel that she was normal. But by the time she went to university, she learned to open up about it, even using the quip, quote, I have two vaginas as an icebreaker. That's an odd icebreaker. If someone told me that at a bar, I wouldn't believe them. I would have to say, prove it. Annie says she really started to accept it. She said, I stopped looking at it as a medical issue and all the problems that could arise from having children, and instead something that was just a super cool aspect of myself because of people's reactions. They would be shocked, but also very interested. Now I've completely embraced this and accepted it as part of myself, and I've never been more confident in my life because of my double vagina. Wondering before she took on the two separate boyfriends, if she attempted to explore to see if there's a man out there with two wangs that she could get with. Does that exist as a condition? Two wangs? Maybe I should Google this. Hold on. Let's see if two wangs exists. Well, it turns out there is an example of this two penis situation. It's a condition called diphalia, a duplication of the penis. I came across this article here describing this man who goes by Double D Dude on Reddit. He was born with this rare genetic condition, apparently. And he went on Reddit with an Ask Me Anything thread and explained that both of his members are around 6 inches long, though one can reach around 7 inches, and that they're both in perfect working condition. And miraculously, it says a Double D Dude can even urinate out of both of his members. Wow, that's crazy. All right, guys, we're learning about the weird private parts that exist out there. I didn't know this other stuff was on the menu, to be honest with you. I knew a guy in high school that had four nipples, sort of. Well, two normal nipples and then two underneath that were, they weren't quite fully nippleized, but they were, you know, you could tell that they were trying to break through. I saw that many times. We were constantly making him show us. Wow. We were so sick in high school. Were you sick in high school? I don't know. High school boys, the worst. Absolutely the worst. Oh, the things I did. Not proud of it. Thank God there was no phone videos back then. Well, I met me a girl on a dating site. We went out that very same night. She said, I got a surprise for you. Not one vagina, I got two. She got two vaginas. I fell in love with one. She got two vaginas and I fell in love with one. Yay! A man brought his service duck into a store. In Tennessee, a man has been banned from all of the Buc-ee's stores for life. Banned for life after bringing his service duck into the chain's Tennessee store on Saturday. This man's name is Justin Wood. He posted a video of the incident on his YouTube account about this. His YouTube channel is called Seductive, and he has 3 million followers. Features videos of this guy bringing his service duck to various locations. How is it a service duck? There's no such thing as a service duck. Do you mean emotional support duck? There's only service dogs, and there are service miniature horses for those that are allergic to dogs. There's no service duck. This is not a service animal. A service animal is for helping you get along. Let's keep reading here. He's brought his duck into various locations, including a Subway, Chuck E. Cheese, and a Hooters. Oh, that's wonderful. You're eating, and all of a sudden, there's a duck pooping on the rug right next to you. In the Buc-ee's video, Mr. Wood is shown bringing his duck, who's named Wrinkle, to the chain's largest location near Sevierville, Tennessee. During the video, an employee approaches Wood to tell him that pets are not allowed inside the store. Wood explains that Wrinkle the duck is his service animal. That's when the employee says, okay, just want to make sure. Okay, thank you. And then Wood and the duck Wrinkle then shop around the store a little bit more. Another employee approaches Wood and tells him that pets aren't allowed in the store. You're more than welcome to stay here. The animal cannot. There's no pets allowed in here, says the worker in the video. Your animal, even if it is considered a service animal, you have to be able to contain it. It cannot fly around. Now, Wood points out that his duck was actually contained, laid down in a stroller that he brought into the store, but the employee insisted that he would need to either take the duck out of the store or put the duck onto a leash. And then in the video, Wood takes the duck out of the stroller and puts an imaginary leash around the duck's neck. The duck then is allowed to walk around on the ground following the owner. The employee says in the video, okay, I'm going to call the cops. After purchasing a case of water bottles, Wood is shown leaving the store, and an officer pulls up in a patrol car to speak with Wood about the situation. The officer goes on to explain to Wood that he is now banned from all Buc-ee's properties going forward, including both the parking lots and inside the stores. And a couple more officers show up to tell Wood that his duck has bitten one of the stuffed animals inside the store, and the store is owed $16.44. Wood says in the video, I was going to buy it. I was trying to buy that whole thing. That's the whole point. The video then shows an employee coming out of Buc-ee's. Wood hands the employee a $50 bill to pay for the stuffed animal and says, keep the change. This is also bizarre. All right, well, this is clearly a stunt for this guy's YouTube channel with the duck and social media, trying to create some clickbait nonsense by saying, hey, I've been banned from the store, me and my emotional support duck. Don't you guys feel bad for me? No, I don't feel bad for you, bro. You brought a duck. It's like a good-sized duck bringing ducks into stores. Are you stupid? Just live animals being brought everywhere. I mean, I'm just now getting used to the fact that dogs are everywhere. I did a comedy show last weekend. There were four dogs in the crowd. Four women, four young women with their little tiny dogs in their lap during a comedy show. And, you know, years ago, you'd be like, hey, could you just get out of here with the dog? But now you got to just be, okay, you can have your dog. It's okay. You know, and we're moving towards a place where it's just going to be, I'm going to go do a comedy show. There's going to be ducks and guinea pigs and a miniature horse, several cats. Who knows? This whole, I got to bring my animal everywhere with me. It's a sign of major mental, I don't know what you call it, a handicap of some sort that you need this animal around you at all times. I mean, get a grip. Codependency, it's just out of control. Can you leave your house without your dog one time? You gotta take it to the movies. Anyways, the health code that they have here in these places prohibits this kind of stuff, man. You gotta abide by the health codes. There's health codes. Have you heard of them? The health code here at Buc-ee's prohibits live animals, including dogs, where food could potentially be contaminated. There are no exceptions, however, for service animals and animals that work. There are exceptions for service animals and animals that work with police officers, that sort of thing. People with disabilities that need a service animal. This guy in the video here, he doesn't have a disability. The only disability he has is his own personality. Anyways, maybe I've been too harsh, and maybe you disagree with me. Call the show. 646-450-2012. I would love to hear your opinion on all of this. And also, if someone could tell me what the hell a Buc-ee's is, that would be helpful. Hello, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Thanks for hopping on for this Tuesday episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody who's reached out to me. You can always email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. Please call the show if you have an opinion on any of these stories or an opinion on my opinion of any of these stories. I love to hear from listeners. You can leave me a voicemail. Please refrain from swearing. Appreciate that. I want to give a shout out to Lisa from Finland. Lisa and the whole fam. Been big supporters of Weird AF News for a number of years and just consistently buying me coffee and writing me amazing notes. Let me read it here. Lisa writes, my blue crayfish heard your podcast this morning and was so impressed that he called a powwow with the catfish. After 20 minutes, they came to an agreement, and the crayfish demanded that I need to send you more coffee, Jonesy. They are really looking forward to hearing something about a woman marrying a dead crayfish someday. Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if someone married a crayfish. I've covered so many stories, as you know, on the podcast, Lisa, and listeners, about people marrying strange objects, like a pirate doll, a zombie doll, an airplane, a bridge, One lady married herself, I think. There's been a lot of strange weddings covered under Weird AF News umbrella. Just doing my job, covering the weird news. But yeah, if someone marries a dead crayfish or a live crayfish, I'll hear about it. I'll cover it. If you're going to marry your crayfish, Lisa, well, first of all, you should probably tell your husband about your relationship with the crayfish. And then, you know, move on from there. But yeah, let me know. Because that's big time weird news, I'd say. Anyways, big shout out to Lisa and family in Finland. If I ever get to Finland, I'm going to have to hang out with the fam. I don't know if I'll ever get over there. Hopefully someday. I don't really have any... Well, yeah, I guess I want to get to Europe, but there's some other places I'd like to get to beforehand. I've already been to Europe. All right, anyways, I'm rambling on and on per usual. I guess I'll cut it short. I'll just say, if you want to support the show, buy me a coffee like Lisa, go to weirdafnews.com. That's where you can support the show. Please make sure you've liked and subscribed as well. And if you want to leave me a review anywhere, that'd be pretty cool too. I'll read it on the show, give you a little shout out. All right, appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.